This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up from our partner station KDK in the Roaring Fork Valley, a look at the proposed tax increase to support the Colorado River District on the ballot in 15 Colorado counties as question 7A. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
Colorado's top virus expert is worried the state's hospitals could be overrun with coronavirus patients by late December if cases continue to climb. Dr. Rachel Herluhi says residents can help avoid that by wearing masks and limiting their social interactions.
Now's the time to continue to follow public health guidance, and we need everyone to take an all-of-the-above approach.
She says Colorado is seeing its highest daily caseloads of COVID-19 this week since the pandemic began. Public health officials are concerned things could get even worse when people gather for the upcoming holidays. Montrose County has had two additional outbreak sites of COVID-19 recently. An outbreak is two or more confirmed COVID-19 cases in a facility within 14 days. Calvary Chapel Church had 10 positive cases, and home health care provider Touch of Care had two positive cases among staff. At Montrose High School, several staff and students are now going into quarantine or having their quarantine period extended. While Montrose County School District publicly reports COVID-19 cases, Delta County School District does not. There have been no quarantines required at Delta County Schools since early September, according to Kurt Clay, assistant superintendent. While the state may be in its third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, Mesa County is really in its first, said Governor Jared Polis on Tuesday. Charles Ashby of the Grand Junction Sentinel reports that the number of new daily infections in Mesa County is more than three times higher than some daily counts seen in July, when the state was going through a second wave, and nine times higher than when the pandemic first hit in the spring. Counties such as Mesa that are seeing big jumps in the number of new cases have submitted plans to the state last week to reduce their infection rates. If that doesn't happen within 10 days, though, the counties could see state orders returning them to previous restrictions. Polis emphasized that Mesa County residents need to exercise the same precautions that have worked in other parts of the state to contain this outbreak before it overwhelms Western Colorado's hospital capacity. For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
Got your ballot handy? Question 7A asks for a tax increase in the Colorado River District's 15 counties. KDK's Kathleen Shannon reports. Before you hear the story, I want to be transparent. The River District is an underwriter on both KVNF and partner station KDK.
The Colorado River Water Conservation District is a policy agency created in 1937 in response to the state's first big project diverting water to the Front Range. The district works on technical water projects and represents its constituents both legally and politically.
Colorado River District is a really unique form of government. We are an advocacy organization. We have no enforcement, no rulemaking authority, no regulatory authority. And folks on the West Slope back in the 30s recognized that we needed that advocate, and folks today recognize that.
That's River District General Manager Andy Mueller. If the district's mill levy increase gets the green light on Election Day, in-district property owners would be taxed double the previous rate at $1.90 per $100,000 of residential value annually. That comes to about $4.9 million in yearly funds for the district. Why the increase now?
We've seen over the last 10 years a diminishing or flat revenue at the district as we've been hit by a combination of constitutional amendments and a declining fossil fuel industry within our district's boundaries. So what we find is that at the same time our revenues are decreasing, we are having a significant rise in temperature and in growth in population, not only within our district, but on the metropolitan Front Range of Colorado and down in the desert southwest. All of those people depend on the flow of the Colorado River. We've had 12 of the hottest years on record in western Colorado in the last 15 years. There's a direct correlation between rising temperatures and reduced river flows.
The district's four-pronged approach to safeguarding western Colorado's water includes keeping water on the western slope, protecting agricultural and municipal water supplies, and maintaining river levels for fish, wildlife, and recreation. That's a diverse set of interests to serve, but Mueller says the district was created to do just that.
And so what we are is we're a convener. We bring those varied constituencies together in one place, and we work through really complex water distribution issues and environmental issues, and we do it in a way that is able to protect the entire West Slope.
Mueller points to the historic roller dam in DeBeck Canyon as an example of a recent district project that successfully served diverse interests.
That dam is a dam that provides significant amounts of irrigation water to the Grand Valley, and it provides, therefore, local food and fiber for our communities. But it also, by virtue of the fact that those are some of the most senior water rights on the Colorado River within our state, it acts like a magnet, a legal magnet, if you will, pulling water from the headwaters all the way down the river to this roller dam. So it prevents Trans Mountain diverters from diverting more water out of our headwaters. That dam is over 100 years old. It needs lots of work. We recently invested in making sure that they had a working electrical system so that it would continue to function. And, you know, we also helped put in a fish ladder into the dam. But we know in the next 10 to 15 years that dam is going to need a major overhaul.
The mill levy raise has seen wide support from many in-district county governments, including Garfield counties. Here's Commissioner Tom Jankowski.
I'm not one in favor of taxes yet. I'm in favor of this one because it's about our future. It's extremely important that we have a strong river district that can lobby for us, that's at the table, that can help protect the water on the western slope.
Last month, Pitkin County commissioners voted 3-2 against backing the mill levy increase. Commissioner Kelly McNicholas Curry speaks favorably of the district's implementation plan, which outlines how the funding will be used if the measure passes. But she says the ballot question itself doesn't include enough information for voters.
You know, nothing binds the district to that implementation plan.
Curry says adding two sentences from the district's implementation plan to the ballot would likely have won her vote. One sentence promises to disperse the program's projects so that all the district's counties will reap benefits. The other says that the district will prioritize projects that meet needs in a range of categories, including agriculture, infrastructure, healthy rivers and watersheds, and more. Andy Mueller sees this diversity of interest within the district as a reason to unite around Question 7A.
On water in western Colorado, we have common ground. We've got to step up and we've got to work together in order to battle and mitigate and adapt to this hotter, drier, climate change-driven future that we're facing.
For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.
You can find the full conversation with River District General Manager Andy Mueller at kdnk.org and the district's funding implementation plan at coloradoriverdistrict.org. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.